I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Good evening and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say for the week of Thursday, March 18th. My name is Christian and I'm flying solo tonight. My good friend and co-host Fleur Cooper is on a leave of absence, I'm going to call it, for a week. So she's on a little mini vacation and she deserves it. I've missed a couple shows lately, so it's her turn to take a little bit of a break. So the theme of tonight, I guess, is... less talk, since there's only one of us, and hopefully more rock. And we started off there with a great Canadian hard rock band from Montreal. That was Priestess with Raccoon Eyes from their second full-length album that was released just in February, prior to the fire, it was called. They're currently touring Europe, so yeah, if you're traveling, you're over there, you're listening online, try to check them out. They're an amazing, amazing band. Canadian too, I said. So, yeah. Next up, we've got a great track from a Swedish indie band called Peter Bjorn and John. They formed in 1999. I've seen them once at the Commodore. Loved them. Thought they're actually a little more rock and roll live than their album shows. But they're a great band. And most recently, contributed a song to a charity compilation called Indie Rocks. It was a benefit album for Malaria No More, which is a nonprofit charity. The song that they contributed was called Summer Breeze. Malaria No More, their mission is to put an end to malaria deaths in Africa by 2015. I think that's, you know, a fairly good goal. It might be tough, though. I know it's a big problem, especially in Africa. And considering that malaria is a treatable and preventable disease, it's pretty crazy to hear some statistics that it kills a child in Africa every 30 seconds. So you can find out more about their cause at www.malarianomore.org. And I was actually just on their website, and they do quite a bit of good things. And they're saying, like, one of the biggest things that that they support is the purchase of mosquito nets to be distributed in Africa and various other other places, especially Africa, though. So, yeah, check out their website, www.malarianomore.org, to find a little bit about more about their cause. And right now, the band that supports them, Peter, Bjorn, and John, with Blue Period Picasso from their 2009 album, Living Thing, on Are You Aware?
I'm a blue period Picasso, stuck on a wall in the middle of a hall in Barcelona, trying to figure out how to get down, 'cause this solitude is bringing me down. The paintings around me, they don't understand me. I'm a bit too early, I'm seen as development during adolescence. I form and shape and color too, but I miss you, and that's the content, that is the focus, that is what all the school is reading to us. Us just a part of what I am, it's just a part of my beating heart, beating for you. So please take me up, please hold me close unto your breast. Run downstairs, out in open air, away from the ladies, the Japanese tourists. The guards will notice, 'cause I'm so hopeless. Take me wherever you originally came from. You will be famous, seen in the headlines. Though you just kindly stole my heart,
see in the pictures.
You just kindly stole my heart,
a world famous art thief.
I'm a blue period Picasso, stuck on a wall in the middle of a hall in Barcelona, trying to figure out how to get down, 'cause this solitude is bringing me down. It's just a part of what I am, it's just a part of my beating heart, beating for you. So I beg you, please, please wrap me up, please take me up, please hold me close onto your breast. Run down the stairs, out in open air, away from the ladies, the Japanese tourists. The guards will notice, 'cause I'm so hopeless. Take me wherever you originally came from. You will be famous, seen in the headlines. Told you just kindly
a world famous artist.
NTR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Again, my name's Christian, and I'm flying solo tonight. My good partner is away this evening. That was a great track. Had me dancing a little bit in the studio here. Bob Marley and the Wailers with Get Up, Stand Up from their 1973 album called Burning. Great message in that, reminding us all to stand up for whatever we believe in. Can definitely be applied to many or any endeavor, whether that's malaria no more, raising funds and awareness to fight malaria in Africa, or just day-to-day challenges. So I think that's a great great song, positive message. And something kind of interesting about that song, it was actually the last song that Bob Marley ever performed on stage, and he did so September 23rd, 1980, at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So kind of an interesting note for you. In the middle there, we had Yukon Blonde with Bride Song from the recently released first full-length album. It's self-titled, so it's called Yukon Blonde, obviously. They're from Kelowna, but now calling Vancouver home, and they're down in Austin playing South by Southwest, the music festival this weekend, March 20th. So they're a great upcoming band. I really like them, so check them out. Something kind of interesting, I was reading the Malaria No More website just while the music was playing, and they recently donated 2.3 million mosquito nets to Mali, Mali's Ministry of Health. So, you know, a lot is going on there. They're definitely having success, or a little bit of success, but there's a long way to go. So, again, check out their website at www.malarianomore.org. Next up, we're playing a great French alternative rock band called Phoenix. This track's called 1901. It's actually a tribute to early Paris. And Phoenix has been involved with a Chicago music education nonprofit called Rock for Kids. Rock for Kids is a nonprofit organization, and their mission is to use music to provide hope, support, inspiration to underserved children and teens in the Chicago area. You can find out more about them on www.rockforkids.org. And they've been around for a while. They started in 1988 by volunteers from the Chicago music scene. And originally, they were raising money to give gifts at holiday time, so Christmas time, to underserved or unfortunate children that their parents can't afford gifts for them. And that has kind of ballooned into something much larger, where they try to offer support, hope, and inspiration and assistance to underserved children and teens by giving them music to be a positive motivator in their young lives. So I think it's a great charity. Again, check out the website, rockforkids.org. And here is Phoenix with 1901 on 101.9 CITR. We'll be right back.
UBC's International Week is March 15th to the 19th. Celebrate international perspectives and activities right on campus. You're promised to find something that will tickle your interest.
Attend a talk by renowned speaker Paul Rusesa Baghina. Fly by the cultural fair, have a bite at the food fair, or check out at the grand performance. Make iWeek a part of your week.
UBC's International Week, March 15th through the 19th. For more information, go to iweek.ubc.ca.
It was a beautiful day. I felt so.
I caught you knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. To keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
And we're back. Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I think everybody knows that one. That was Neil Young with The Needle and the Damage Done from Harvest. Apparently, that was written about his crazy horse guitarist, Danny Whitten's descent into heroin addiction. But yeah, I think it makes definitely a statement about drug abuse. Great song. Tough topic. Neil Young's been actually involved in a number of charities, and he actually started a charity called Bridge School, which is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to ensure that individuals with severe speech and physical impairments achieve full participation in their communities. And they they try to raise money to purchase alternative means of communication and assistive technology applications for these people. It's an international nonprofit and a recognized leader in the education of children who use alternative communication. And they've developed a number of unique programs and trained a lot of professionals in the use of this assistive technology. So Neil Young's a great supporter of them. And you can look up more about them if you're interested at bridgeschool.org. The internet's such a great resource. And before that, we had Man Man with Top Drawer from their 2008 album called Rabbit Habits. Very unique band, experimental rock band. They're from Philadelphia. They're known for very entertaining live shows. So if they ever come to town, I would suggest trying to check them out, because I've heard great things about their live performances. So next, I want to highlight something that most people have probably heard about, but we at RU are definitely, you know, one of the reasons we're on here is bringing awareness to people about certain social justice issues and musicians that are doing great things in the community. And I wanted to highlight Young Artists for Haiti. In mid-February, about 50 of Canada's brightest young musicians came to Vancouver, our home city here, to record a new version of Kanon's Waving Flag, which is a great song. The song was reworked to actually include specific lyrics about Haiti and the disaster that recently happened there. And it was just released on March 12th. And you can actually purchase this song online for $1.29, so a great deal. And you can purchase at youngartistsforhaiti.net. So that's www.youngartistsforhaiti.net. All proceeds go to three different charities that support charitable work in Haiti. Free the Children is one, War Child Canada, and World Vision Canada. Some of the musicians involved, there's great musicians involved, some of them being Kanon, Nelly Furtado, Avril Lavigne, Sam Roberts, Lights, Serena Ryder, Emily Haynes, and many, many more. I actually chose two songs and from two artists that were involved in Young Artists for Haiti to play for you. And then I actually also purchased the song for $1.29 to support the cause. And like I said, all proceeds are going to Relief in Haiti. So I'll give you a little a preview of what those 50 artists were working on. But first, I'm going to play Hoxley Workman. He was involved in this great endeavor. So I'm going to play The Ground We Stand On from his latest album called Meat. Meat was his 11th full-length album in his career. So he's been around for a long time. He's a great Canadian artist. He's currently on tour in Canada. So if he's in your hometown, check him out. Here is The Ground We Stand On by Hoxley Workman.
It's so cold here and I miss you. I can't help feeling broken. I treat myself like I'm not fragile, like there's no care to be taken. And I was up last night just thinking 100 reasons to be sorry. Won't you come and lay beside me, since there's too much now that's vacant. And all the time that we keep wasting, like we don't know the joy that's hard to bear. For the ground that we stand on won't long be there. Of the work that lies before us.
reason I should doubt you.
Thank you. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
But it's my home, all I have known.
Where I got thrown, but now it's gone.
Out of the darkness, in came the carnage, threatening my very survival.
Fractured my streets and broke all my dreams. Now feels like defeat, a wretched retreat.
So we struggle it.
For some fateful day, it's too far away. So right now I say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Whoa.
So many wars, settled in scores.
All that we've been through, and now there is more.
I hear them say, love is the way, love is the answer, that's what they say.
But we're not just dreamers, or broken down grievers.
Our hand will reach us and heaven will see us.
This can't control us, no it can't hold us down.
We gon' pick it up, even though we still
struggle.
Covering, and there's a little help from the government. We forget about the people still struggling and assume that it's really all love again. Nah, see, we don't have to wait for things to break apart. If you weren't involved before, it's never too late to start. You probably think that it's too far to even have to care. Well, take a look at where you live. What if it happened there? You have to know the urge to make a change lies within, and we can be the reason that they see their flag rise again.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
And then it goes back,
and then it goes back.
Back, and then it goes back.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was the Young Artists for Haiti, a group of about 50 Canadian artists that came together to rework that great song by Kanon called Waving Flag. So I was just online checking out some statistics about the earthquake in Haiti, and reading the numbers really tells a lot of the story. People in Haiti needing help, 3 million. Bodies collected for disposal so far, 9,000. That's an astounding number. Number of people being fed daily by United Nations World Food Program, it's 8,000. Current death estimates, the Red Cross says 45,000 to 50,000 people have died, whereas the Pan American Health Organization puts a number between 50,000 and 100,000. That's astounding. Up to 50% of their buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Hospitals or health facilities in Haiti damaged or forced to close, approximately 8. Crazy, crazy numbers. So please do go online and buy that single I just played. Again, it's $1.29, quite a bargain. Nothing is $1.29 any longer. So, and 100% of proceeds go to the Haiti relief efforts. So again, www.youngartistsforhaiti.net, and you can buy that single to support the Haiti relief efforts. And before that, we had Matt Mays and El Torpedo. They are also involved with that project, Young Artists for Haiti. They're in East Coast, band from Nova Scotia, and that track was from their latest album from 2008 called Terminal Romance. So I hope you enjoyed the highlight on Young Artists for Haiti. Again, go check out that track at www.youngartistsforhaiti.net and spend a little money, $1.29 to be exact. Next up, we're switching gears a little bit here. I'm going to play a little bit of Megadeth. While Fleur's away, metal will be played, so to speak. So I'm going to play a track from their new album. And surprisingly enough, Dave Mustaine, who's their lead singer for Megadeth, actually, despite seeming to be a very hard man, he has his own brand of coffee, or had his own brand of coffee called Legends Cup, that directed a portion of sales to Door of Faith, which is a charity. It's actually an orphanage for young children that offer education and community for youngsters. So Dave Mustaine, despite playing in a band called Megadeth and being a tough fellow on the metal scene for 25 years now or longer, he does have a soft heart. So here's Megadeth with Endgame from their latest album of the same name on CITR.
Attention, attention, all citizens are ordered to report to their district detention centers. Do not return to your homes. Do not contact anyone. Do not use any cellular or GPS devices. Surrender all weapons at once. Attention, this way to the caves.
I woke up in a black FEMA box. Darkness was all around me. My coffin, my dreams are all nightmares anymore. And this is what I dream every night. The leader of the New World Order, the President of the United States, has declared anyone now residing inside of the U.S. of A. Without the RFID chip, just an illegal alien, an enemy combatant of America. Welcome to the New World Order. This is the end of the road. This is the end of the line. This is the end of your life. My society in a society with such a face like Ash, you know it's not. They got their rules of conduct and we got ours. Be quick or be dead, you
like methadone. I took to get me through the day. Now I'm trying to find my way back home, staying clean along the way. Hold out for the real thing.
Bit of a softer song to end off that set after starting it off with a bang, so to speak, with Megadeth. And and Alkaline Trio. That was Lamp Chop with I Believe in You from their 2008 album called Oh Ohio. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and actually, you know, I just found out about them recently, but they've put out 10 studio albums, so they've been doing it for a while, and I like their sound quite a bit. And as I said, in the middle there, that was Alkaline Trio with This Addiction from the recently released album with the same name. They're an American punk rock band formed in 96. That was their 7th studio album that they just released. And they're currently on tour. No plans of stopping in Vancouver, though, unfortunately. But while they're on tour, they've put together a special concert package that includes special access and various Alkaline Trio swag. And they put this package together to raise funds for the Red Cross's efforts in Haiti as well. I know a lot of bands are choosing various charities related to Haiti, you know, and we talk about it a lot on this program, but you know, there's a lot going on over there that that needs fixing, so to speak. So I do understand why a lot of bands, a lot of musicians, a lot of celebrities are choosing Haiti to focus most of their good deeds on. Next up, we've got a local band called the Parlor Steps. They're from Vancouver. They played the 5th annual Funderwear at the Biltmore to raise funds to purchase actually socks and underwear for those in need. It sounds funny, but you know, some people just don't have the access to things that we take for granted, like a clean pair of socks and underwear. So entry was free with donation of new socks and underwear. And you know, look for the 6th annual Funderwear. I'd imagine it'd be in December again, as it was this past year. So right now we are gonna play Parlor Steps from their latest album called The Hidden Names, and this track is called Sleeping City. Enjoy.
To sink us, our feet tired, promise to me, find a love deep enough to scare us. You say you wanna be a better you, and I say I wanna be a better me, and quit chasing ghosts, no more mirrors and smoke, just you and me in the sleeping city. Words insufficient and remote and absurd. You say I won't need those words. Where we're going, I won't fight to be heard. You say you wanna be a better you, and I say I wanna be a better me, and quit chasing ghosts, no more mirrors and smoke, just you and me in the sleeping city. Where we go, where we go, our clothes are not needed. Where we go, cell phones are not needed. Where we go, our money's not needed. Where we go, email is not needed. Thank you.
IUOM, music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Riding in reverse, now it's Some people are so easily shuffled in doubt. If there's only one of us you truly felt, we're getting your all, and it feels real good. All but only briefly, like high school poppers would. Where you lose a bit of yourself, where you lose a bit of yourself.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was Spoon with Written in Reverse from their new album that just was released called Transference. They're a great band from Austin, Texas. Been around for quite some time now, but didn't get a whole lot of attention until probably the last couple of years. So they're actually playing in Vancouver on April 11th at the Orpheum Theater with Deer Hunter. So if you like the sound of that, try to make it down and check them out. Most recently, they've contributed to Dark Was the Night, a compilation that benefits the Red Hot organization that raises awareness for HIV and AIDS through popular culture. I know we have talked about Dark Was the Night and Red Hot on the show a number of times, but I wanted to play Spoon, so we're going to talk about it again. You can check out Dark Was the Night, the compilation, at darkwasthenight.com. The last album, or the one that Spoon was on, was released last February, so that's February 2009, and it comprised of 31 exclusive tracks. It was a double CD, actually, and they released it on vinyl, or you could download it. It benefited the Red Hot organization, and a little bit more about the Red Hot organization. You can check them out at redhot.org. They're the leading international organization dedicated to fighting AIDS through pop culture. That's the big thing. Since 89, they've produced 14 groundbreaking albums, related television programs and media events that incorporate the talents of leading performers and visual artists, producers, directors, all to raise funds and awareness for HIV and AIDS. And to date, these efforts have donated nearly $7 million to AIDS relief around the world. So they're definitely having some success, I would say. So check them out at redhot.org. That's pretty much the show for tonight. Next up is Bleak with Exquisite Corpse, so make sure you stick around. And I'm going to leave you with Hilltop Hoods, 50 and 5, from their 2009 album called State of Art. If you were lucky enough to catch them, they just played in Vancouver on the 10th of February at the venue. They're from Australia, so if Fleur was here tonight, she'd be pretty proud of me for picking this track. And it's from their fifth studio album, which I said just came out, called State of Art. So here is Hilltop Hoods with 50 in 5 on Are You Aware?
Terror cleared the skyline, an anger cloud of judgment. So they spent 1,000 night times in the desert fighting something that they couldn't find. Time made us something that they couldn't find. Left us all lamenting all the wrongs that they couldn't right. This is for the second time we've been here before. From Vietnam to Saddam, we always needing a war. Neo-conservatives was up, love the Vietcong. The fingers on the trigger, we won't be here for long. They killed MLK and then like the day after. Killed JFK and then the airport after him. Some giant shot on Muscle Reagan so he could borrow. A gun and dirty faster, if only he'd known. We tested nukes in the atmosphere, the sea and the dirt. And they tested all these missiles just to see if they work. Now France got them, Russia got them, India and Pakistan, Korea won them, States won them, pointed at the Taliban, Iran and Afghanistan, sands of the Arab lands, orders for portable commands, and now the caravan sits in that 3G cellular phone, serial killers. Many cells in their homes, and we had Manson, Bundy, Gacy, Son of Sam, Macarena, Superman, Chicken Dance, Wonder Man, Generation X, and Generation Y, and the Generation X will degenerate and die. Cause we got holes in the ozone that we put there ourselves. Now the poles are a no-go, where it's cooking itself. But we can't look at ourselves, and we go sanely. Botox, 18, fake tests, 19. Talks, don't stop, get it, can't afford to get a credit card, spend a try, get a fat. Then you better shed it out, swing two, block a two, fuck a biggie. East Coast, West Coast, Fat Joe of Lefty, Thatcher the Shifty. Iron Lady, Tony Blair, the Princess Di, some say cause she got 30 there. Whittlem, Keating, Hall, can't promise on the children in poverty, wish that could have been honest. We have Abbott and Costello, right-wing overlords, promises and children, they threw them both overboard, overwrought refugees. Sworn to a group home or jail for the crime. Looking for a new home. Elvisite, Hendrickside, Lenin-side, genocide in Africa, Serbia, Cambodia, pesticides, fire, toxins, chemical warfare. Rules, fair and love and what we're worth. What I pull, bear a more terror, more unjust, such as seizures. A tidal wave came and claimed the coast of Indonesia. Quakes in Iran, Japan, and California. Greenhouse gas turned the world into a sauna. The trauma of mortars, martyrs, slaughters. Partners, mourners, fathers and daughters. They chased us, caught us, numbered us, disordered us, raped us, scorned us, to break us, they bought us. Third world kidneys for captains of industry, uprising industry, corruption in the ministry. A blowjob brought about the fall of the dynasty. An MP3 saw the fall of an industry. Double population, half accommodation, half the resources, and we starved the poorer nations. Beirut, Chechnya, all hell broke loose. Berlin, 1989. And a wall fell, cold war dead, but that didn't stop. More shells, Waco lit up the sky like burning oil wells. A world laid waste with addiction. Tell all world truths always strange and infection. Big brothers on poster, a TV and on cable. Realities unscripted, celebrities for sale. Jeopardy in jail, seized to polls. Remedies and penalties for failed CEOs. We had the Enron collapsing, white collar climbing. Versus they were taxed a dollar for a dime. The blue chip companies and blue sky mines. We no longer choose sides, we choose sidelines.
Rich leading the kind, blind leading the blind. And history repeats, no competing with time. Gas has eaten the minds of the vets that they bring home. The plague of Virgin Orange, Gulf War syndrome. Soldiers sent home, post-traumatic stress leave. STDs, cause the sleeve ain't sexy. Age of the 80s, Grim Reaper with the bomb. Or Metallica, kill them all, let God score them all. Soak in the ozone, homegrown, hydro, cocaine, nitro,
They fed them to the wolves. Set a trap for pedophiles and let them in the school. Set them on the students, turn them on the kids. And everyone responsible should burn for what they did. And if they tried to deny, then deny for benign. The government and church on which we try to rely. Both robbers still it hurts, chasing lie after lie. Like astronauts chasing a pie in the sky. They landed on the moon but can't seem to return there. Make some question if they ever really were there. And if they were there now, and they look back, could we look them in the eye? Could we look back? Cause when we look back at what we have done, can you believe what we've become? And as we walk into the sun, can you believe what we have become? As we walk into the sun.
This is Braden from Station Silence from Vancouver, BC. You're listening to Power Chord at 101.9 CITR.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out of print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries, and any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Well, here I am. I made it this week. I got over my cold. I'm in town. And here I am, live at CITR on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Thanks for dropping by tonight. And I'm going to start you off tonight with Anna Friz. Anna Friz used to be a honcho here at CITR Radio back when I began here 10 years ago. 10 years ago this month. And I've got the new Music Works 106 in front of me that pretty sure that Luke left in my inbox today. Music Works magazine and a CD that they come with it. There's a nice little article on Anna Friz playing with static. And so that is in the new Music Works magazine if you are interested in tracking that down, number 106. So the CD that came with it has Anna Friz, a track from her called Respire. And Respire, or Half Breath, is from the radio installation work of Respire as commissioned for Nuit Blanche in Toronto 2009. This installation consisted of 2 microwatt FM transmitters and 220, count them, 220 FM radio receivers suspended and arranged in an X pattern. And approximately 65 feet long. The transmitters were tuned to 2 available frequencies that overlapped and interfered with one another, introducing high frequency tuning oscillations and crackles of static from the radios in addition to the composed sounds. There you go. So that's what we're starting off today's show with. I hope you enjoy. I know I will. From Anna Friz on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Hey, any day now. Come on. All right.